I was 3 years old when I started school. Mum didn't know I'd gone to school. I was out playing, and there were these other little girls. They were older than me, and they were going to school. I knew the girls, and they said, "Why don't you come to school with us?" And so, I said, "Yes, I'd love to." And so off I went with them to school. Didn't tell Mum. And, of course, there'd been a search party out for me. And I was, when I got home, I think the girls had a little bit of trouble because of taking me without telling anyone. But when I first went to school, I was in Mrs. Beckett's class. And she was lovely, was Mrs. Beckett. In fact, all the teachers were lovely. And I did very well. I was pretty bright when I first started at school with reading. And she had me teaching little girls that couldn't do it. Mrs. Beckett was a nice, happy lady. And then from Mrs. Beckett's, well, I had scarlet fever when I was 5. I had to go into hospital. I remember having to be in a cot. Well, I must have been off school quite a few weeks. And then when I went back, I was in Miss Berry's. Well, Miss Berry was a stickler. She was very strict, but nice, nevertheless. She lived up a hill called Quarry Hill. And she lived in a lovely cottage at the top with her sister. Now, she had another sister, Mrs. Poole, who also was a teacher. And she taught Standard 1. And she was a very quiet, docile, I think, lady, was Mrs. Poole. The boys used to make fun of her, you know. But Miss Berry was good. She was good in the infants.
Tell me about the kind of things you were learning and how you were learning it.
We were learning the tables, you know, all the tables, like 2 1s or 2 and so on. But I must tell you about being in, when I was in Mrs. Beckett's, we had to polish our desk. At different times, I think. Well, the first time we had to do this, she gave us a duster, put some polish on, and she says, "Now, give it some elbow grease." Well, I thought, I don't know where this elbow grease is. Where do I get that from? But nobody else was moving. So all they were doing were rubbing, so I just rubbed. Of course, I know now what elbow grease was. But I was so confused then, in those days. But yes, it was lovely in her class.
What was the classroom like? Tell me about, describe the classroom to me.
The desk was like a square with a lid you lifted up that kept your pencils and everything, books and everything in it, and then it had an inkwell at the back. It was just a strip across the back of the desk, and an inkwell went in there. So when you were writing with a pen, you dipped your pen into the ink, which I blotted my book many a time with that. And there were two of us sat at each desk. It was big enough for 2 small children, and little chairs, you know, very low little chairs, and quite a big room, really.
How did you learn to read?
Well, I was quite good at reading. I always liked reading, that was why, because we had books at home. Mum bought me the books to read. I think Mum really taught me more how to read. And I used to show Len what to do. And I used to be a pretty good reader. I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but I used to be a pretty good reader.
So you think you learnt to read relatively quite young. Could you read when you were 3 years old?
Yes, I could read when I was 3 years old. You know, not as fast as I could as I got older, but yes.
What about the other kids then? Do you think they could... Do you remember other kids being slower than you?
The odd one or two were, and we had to... Well, I had to show and teach another one. And that was young to be teaching somebody else. But there were more than me good at reading. So the teacher used to pick the best of us out to show the other children that couldn't quite grasp it in the beginning, how to read. We used to have a sports day every year, and it was held in the welfare field. It was up Aberford Road on the left, because there was a building there, a clubhouse, called the Miners' Welfare, and this was a field at the side of the Miners' Welfare. I loved the sports day because... And I entered every race and didn't always win. I was usually in the first three. A friend who was in my class, Pat Brunt, she was brilliant. She won every race, did Pat. But we had three teams. And because it was wartime, I suppose, they chose red, white and blue. And I was in the whites, and Pat was in the blue. But the blue nearly always seemed to be top. And the whites didn't do bad, they usually were second. I liked the obstacle race and the flat race. Yeah.
Did you play sport every week at school, or was it like just the once a year that you did it?
It was just once a year that we did it, but we did a lot of training leading up to it. A lot of training leading up to it. I even liked the long jump. As small as I am, I know I'm only small, but I used to like the long jump and didn't do bad. So I've got long legs for my size.
And what about the boys' sports? Did you take much of an interest in the boys playing football?
Yes, we used to go watch our boys' team play football because we were proud of them, because they were a good football team. And Mr. Plowes was always interested in sport and the football. And we used to go watch them play in, you know, away from home. They used to play sometimes at the Rabbit Trap, which is at Rothwell. We always supported the boys.
What else can you tell me about school?
Well, we used to go swimming once a week from school. We used to go on a coach, and I could never swim. We went to Joseph Street baths in Hunslet. I didn't like this because I couldn't swim and I was afraid of water. I used to make an excuse once we'd got our swimsuits on. I wanted to go to the toilet, and I used to stand there in the toilet shivering because I didn't go back to the pool. And there was a lady there who was supposed to be teaching us, watching us. And Mrs. Coleman, I believe her name was. Oh, she was strict. And she had us all lined up on the side of the baths one day. Said, right, all you non-swimmers are going to jump in that water. Well, imagine how I felt. I was terrified. And she was coming along the line, and each one she came to that wouldn't jump in, she pushed them in. And thought, she's getting nearer, she's getting nearer. I'm not going to let her push me in. And I jumped in. And I couldn't believe I'd jumped in. But never again. I never did it. Never did it again.
And did you ever learn to swim?
No. I never learnt to swim. And my son had a swimming pool in later years, But I would never go in it because I'm just frightened of water, you see. I didn't like the changing rooms. The changing rooms were very small, and when we'd to get dressed, you know, we'd to go in the water naturally, and I just used to stand there, frightened. And then when we'd to get out, we didn't have much time to get dressed, and you were always still wet when you got dressed. One of our teachers was Mr. Thackeray, who took Standard 3. Mr. Thackeray was a character, really, but a bit scary, like, you know. It was good, but you had to do your work. I remember one of the boys being naughty, Jack Mates, that was, and it was being naughty. And Mr. Thackeray, he used to dash up to them, you know, and give them a clout across the head. And Jack Mates this day said, "I'll fetch my beep father to you." he was funny. But Mr. Thackeray did used to give, I'd never had a slap, but he did used to give, and I don't remember any of the other girls, but he did used to give them a slap, you know, the lads. And he used to stride up to them and just give them a wallop.